words?
I hope everybody has an amazing holiday, and that's all.
Yeah.
This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, relaunching Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in a new Atmos Theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month playing Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat, Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President, Mogwai, If the Stars Had a Sound, 1-800 On Her Own, and The Other Side of the Mirror, Bob Dylan live at New Park Folk Festival. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Catherine of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
We're listening to Zach Poff's Pond Station, available at wavefarm.org/listen. If you click on the listen button on any WGXC.org page, you can hear the sounds from the bottom of one of the Wave Farm ponds, thanks to the hydrophones Zach Poff has put there. The radio artist is surveilling the underwater sounds in Greene County, and you can go to wavefarm.org/listen or click on any WGXC.org page and click on the listen button.
Yes, glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords, God of all gods. Hallelujah. That's who we revere. That's who we adore. That's who we exalt, beloved. Amen. This wonderful, wonderful Sunday morning. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm here to say there is a bright side, beloved. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go there to the archive to hear the bright side. All right. If you need a little boost, a little grim, a little dim, amen, you check out the bright side, all right, where we bring the music with the message for the heart and the mind and the soul. Are you with me? Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Someone said it was the highest praise some time ago. We kind of hung on to that. But Hallel is make a joyful noise, and Jah is the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And so that's what we do. We bring you joy. We bring you some good sounds, good vibrations. We bring glory to God in the highest. Happy fourth Sunday of Advent to you, beloved. It is Christmas weekend, and the clock is ticking. We're getting close to that wonderful day. My heart goes, and I know there are people who are in sorrow and sadness. And, you know, I just pray that as you listen to music today, it will help lift you, help lift any heavy burden, any heavy load, and any sorrow, any sadness. 'Cause God is here. God is there. He's right with us. He sits in that with us, and he lifts us up out of it. Are you with me? Say amen. I got more music like that, beloved, to lift us all up a little higher today. How about that? Let the light shine a little brighter today. Want to share with you from the Christmas medley. Glory to God in the highest was David and Nicole Binyon, if you know you're keeping track of stuff like that. And then we have a 6-song lineup. Hallelujah. Music back to back. Christmas medley, Miranda Curtis. Tidings, Brother Israel Houghton. Oh, What a Night, Richard Smallwood and the Richard Smallwood Singers. I'm So Glad It's Christmas, the late, great Rance Allen. No Christmas Without You, Brother John P. Key. And Oh, Christmas Day, Brother Chris Tomlin. After that, beloved, I'll be back with the spiritual social commentary for this fourth Sunday of Advent. The Christmas medley tidings. Oh, What a Night. I'm So Glad It's Christmas. No Christmas Without You. Christmas Day. You don't go nowhere. You stay right here on WGXC with me. Yes, beloved, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and giving glory, honor, and praise to God.
The stars are brightly shining. Divine,
was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
the grocery store.
Beloved, I'm so glad it's Christmas time. And listen, I haven't bought a gift. I ain't getting no cards. But I'm still glad it's Christmas. Because it's the time when we celebrate Jesus the Christ. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. Did I say Catskill? Catskill, New York. And beyond. WGXC.org online anytime. Yes, and you can always find the bright side at the archive there. All right, we are listener supported radio. If you want to be part of what we do, that's easy. You can go to WGXC.org/donate and make an expression of appreciation to WGXC. No amount is too little, no amount is too big. All right, we know what to do. We know what to do. Love you, love you, love you. And listen, we got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. It's Christmas. The spirit of Christmas is here. This is Rance Allen and Rance Allen Group. I'm so glad it's Christmas. How about you, beloved?
So glad it's Christmas.
Christmas time. Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
Can I say it again? It's Christmas. Everything's on.
Joy that we share can never be.
Yes, 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 beloved Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and praise the Lord, I am here with a word. Yes, there's a word, there's a word, there's a word. Praise be to God, for God so loved us, he didn't leave us in the dark. He gave us the word to bring us some light. Amen. I want to share this morning, there's a lectionary, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's like a book that, you know, Presbyterians and Catholics use and a few other folks, and it helps guide what they're going to be preaching about. And I was, you know, on looking up Advent, Fourth Sunday of Advent, which the theme is love, and I saw that they had the, in one of the lectionaries, they had the title for the fourth Sunday this year, Behold, I Come to Do Your Will, O God, and that really grabbed my spirit. Behold, I come to do your will, O God. You know, for so many of us, and I remember a time when I was like asking the question, why am I here? What's it all about? Some of y'all might be too young to know that song by Miss Dionne Warwick in the movie Alfie. What's it all about? And Alfie. So, yeah, what's it all about? And there's an answer right here through Jesus. He says, I come to do your will, O God. You can find that in the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter, around about the 5th to 7th verses, somewhere in there. It talks about these words from Jesus. And so, hallelujah. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, our theme is love. And you know, love, we have in English, we have the word love, and we use it for all kinds of things. I think it's in the Greek, it has several different meanings. Love, agape, unconditional love, you know, filio, where Philadelphia comes from, brotherly love, eros, where erotic comes from, you know, sensual love. You know, there are different kinds of love, and in some languages, there are different words to express that love. But in English, we have love, and, you know, we love our car, we love our animals, we love our parent, we love our spouse, we love our job, you know, and we're all talking with this one word, love, right? But we understand that it is a feeling, it's a sentiment, and the Bible reveals to us love as something deeper than a sentiment or an expression of sentimentality. Love in the Bible, it presents as a selfless, obedient commitment to do the will of God. To do the will of God. And so in Hebrews chapter 10, we find these words from Jesus. He says, when Christ came to the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. And then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. Hallelujah. If we grab hold just to those words of Jesus, it just blows a whole lot of stuff out the water. It blows some of these occultic and other kinds of manifestations of spirituality out of the water that are constantly calling people to make sacrifices and burnt offerings and sacrificial offerings. Jesus said, you know, God, you don't take any delight in that. And mind you, in the beginning when, you know, God was trying to help man, or was helping man through this whole sin situation that was separating man from God, he told them to take an animal and, you know, and to sacrifice the animal. But, you know, it wasn't doing the job. God said, wait a minute. You know, man, as God, you know, and I believe this in my core from my experience from writers, you know, even from Paul, the apostle who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. You know, there's an evolution in our relationship with God, and God, you know, as he experiences his creation of humanity, none like it, in his own image and likeness endowed with these characteristics and abilities of God that he shares with us. God is evolving, and so he allowed Jesus to come so he could experience our experience from the womb to the tomb. And he went through that process because this human experience and this human experiment was something that God wanted really to work out. That's how I think about it, and praise be to God. So, you know, the whole sacrificing of animals and bulls and doves and all those things, God said, "No, that ain't gonna do it. I'm coming down at an appointed time. I'm coming, and I'm gonna handle this universal law of sin and death. I'm gonna conquer sin for my creation. I'm gonna conquer death for my creation." So Jesus went on later to say, well, earlier actually, you know, in the chronology of the Bible books, but he says in John, he says, you know, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. All right. And so when he goes to the tomb to see Lazarus, he said, he not dead, he just sleep. Come on here, somebody. I mean, the book is so rich. I got to move on if I'm going to get through what I want to share today. But talking about God's love, Jesus's expression and his coming down to be our salvation story, to save us from the power of sin and Satan, death in the grave, is a story of God's love. It's his love for us. In John 3:16, some of you are football watchers, you know, they stand up in the stands, or they used to, with the signs, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that while we were yet sinners, amen, not when we got it all together, which we never really do in this life, we can get better and better and do better things in accordance with the will of God, not for good works, because we can't earn our way into God's favor and God's love. Nah, he gives that to us freely, but we do good works because we were created to do good works. It's a good, good God, right? And we also commit to doing good things as an act of an expression of our love for God. Hallelujah. I heard someone or read somewhere not too long ago, and it was a ding, ding, ding. And it said that love is God's love language. Amen. Obedience is God's love language. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's how we show our love to God. And that's how Jesus showed his love. Amen. For us, he was obedient to death, even on the cross. Hallelujah. This season, amen, talks about and shares light on the love of Jesus for the Father, that he was obedient even to death on the cross. He faced the agony of it, came into the world. His own received him not, beloved. His own received him not. You ever walk into a room and people you think would be glad to see you there kind of look at you side eye like, what's going on? You know, amen. Well, you in good company, beloved. His own received him not. Praise be to God. So, yes, beloved, it's the love that the Father has for us, and it's the love we have for the Father. Hallelujah. You going into those places and spaces, and you shine the light and the love of Christ there. Come on here. Am I helping somebody today? Amen. You know, our love, like Jesus's love, is in response to the will of God. And what is the will of God? That we would love ourselves, our neighbors. We would love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. So praise be to the God, beloved. In this Christmas season, hallelujah, in this Christmas season of 2024, let the love of Christ, the love of God, the love that he shared and he exemplified and he made as an example for us to follow, let that be your guiding light. Is it easy? No. But if you call on him in the times when it's hard, he'll be there for you. He'll get you through. He'll direct you and allow you to do it in love. Amen. Sometimes you got to have tough love too, but amen, do it in love. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't want to, but do it in love. This is all a love thing, beloved. God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten son. All this gift giving is just an expression of the love, hallelujah, of giving. Thank you, God, for giving us your best. Amen, somebody, and amen again. And so, beloved, we celebrate Christmas. And because of Christmas, something good is happening. Hallelujah. Even if you don't see it, even if you don't feel it, it's happening. And if you feel it and if you see it, hallelujah, shout about it. Something's happening. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
All things have led us to this day. Creation has prepared a way. Her way is done. The chosen one, our King has come.
Reflect on the love of God demonstrated in Christ's obedience. Let us respond by committing ourselves to His will. May we echo the words of Jesus in our own lives. Behold, Lord, I come to do Your will. I pray, Heavenly Father, thank You for the love You demonstrated through Jesus the Christ. Teach us to live and love like You with all our hearts by walking in obedience to Your will. Strengthen us to reflect Your love in our lives so that others may come to know You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, beloved, we're getting ready to wrap it up over here. And the next time I'm on the radio will be post-Christmas Day. I pray that you will enjoy the Spirit of Christ in this spiritual season, and that no matter how gray the day, how dark the cloud may hang, if it's snowing or if it's sunny, you'll know that the sun is still here, the sun is still there. He sees, He knows, and He cares. Hallelujah. There is a bright side. Ah, beloved, I want to pray for you if you're feeling sick in your body, pain in your body. Hallelujah. And God is able. God is able. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before You and I pray for those under the sound of my voice. I thank You, God, that I know that You're able to lift us up wherever we are. You lift us up where we belong. I pray, oh God, that You would reach out and let Your right hand of healing touch, oh God, somebody somewhere who's having pain in their body, God. Some of it might be arthritis or bursitis, God. Hallelujah. Whatever the itis is, I pray, oh God, that there will be a healing in the atmosphere, in the air, and that it will reach, hallelujah, somewhere, everywhere, anywhere, God, that You will allow it to. I pray, oh God, people will experience a decrease in the amount of pain that they are feeling and have been feeling. And that many days from now, they'll look back and say they don't have that pain anymore. God, I pray for those who have the pain of bereavement and grief, Lord, sorrow and sadness, God. Lord, seems so heavy. Hearts are broken, God. But Lord, You are near to the brokenhearted, God. Hallelujah. And the broken spirit, God, You will not despise. I pray for those who are in brokenness today, and that, Lord, You would make healing, oh God, their portion. Pray, oh God, hallelujah, that You give them strength as they walk through this valley and this shadow. And I pray, God, that they will, in not many days, find that You have transformed their pain into passion and power and purpose. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, in this Christmas season, Lord, especially for those who are the household of faith, who know, oh God, and understand that we are Your representatives in the earth, and to let our light so shine among men, hallelujah, that they will see our good works and glorify Your name. Father, I thank you, Lord. I pray for those who are celebrating birthdays this month, oh God, that their next revolution around the sun will be among their very best ones. No demon or devil will be able to stop or block what you have for them. Pray, oh God, for those who celebrate their love this month and their anniversaries, God, and hallelujah, praying for their marriages, oh God, to stay strong, to be strong, praying for forgiveness where forgiveness is needed, healing where healing is needing, and more love, for love covers a multitude of sins. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as we celebrate the birth of your Son and Savior, our celebrations will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And as we move closer to the beginning of a new year, God, let us desire and determine to do your will. Father, I thank you to hear my prayers, and I thank you for your answers in advance. In your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ's name, and let everyone in agreement say amen. Amen and amen. I want to shout out, hallelujah, Operation Unite had their Kwanzaa celebration on yesterday. God bless them and everybody who participated couldn't get there, but praise God, I want to shout out what they did, and the young people were leading the way, and I'm going to get out the way right now, all right? So I got one more tune for you. This is my Christmas prayer. It's sung by Brother B.B. Winans. All right, beloved, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
My Christmas prayer.